When I met 59-year-old Teresa Friend, she was waiting for an ambulance to take her to hospice. For months, she'd been treated for esophageal cancer, and during that time, still very much alive, she got palliative care to keep her comfortable and allow her to do the things she still wanted to do.
I would feel so disheartened. I would feel really lost if I didn't have some people to talk to about this. And not just trying to pretend like you're going to get better when you know you're not.
Palliative care is a multidisciplinary mission that combines medicine, psychology, and spiritual support, all focused on the patient. Doctors may be too busy diagnosing disease and plotting medical strategy. Not so nurses like Ken White, an associate dean who spends one day a week as a palliative care nurse practitioner. He might adjust medication to better relieve pain, listen to patients' worries, and talk frankly with them about death. Or the conversation might be light, like the time Friend was desperate for a popsicle.
Ken went everywhere in the hospital to find me a popsicle. Nobody else would have gone to all that trouble he did, and he did it for me.
But it had to be the right kind of popsicle. It couldn't be the ones in the plastic sleeve. You wanted the ones with the stick. So I found them. I just took them out of the freezer, and I put them in the freezer with her name on them.
Oh, that was a wonderful day. I can't tell you how much I enjoyed that popsicle.
Palliative team members also serve as a bridge between families, the medical team, and the patient.
At the most intimate time of their lives, we're invited in to this space that's packed with fear, worry, longing for what I've left undone, longing for hope, longing for a miracle. Sometimes it's about turning hope from hope for a heart that I had when I was 20 to hope for all my family being able to get here. The miracle might be not that they snap out of it. The miracle might be that that long-lost son that has never made peace with the dad shows up.
And he counsels family members, uncertain what to say.
You need to say, I forgive you for whatever. I hope you will forgive me for whatever. Thank you. And if you can't think of anything to thank them for having you. And then I love you, which is more difficult for some people.
Even if a relative or friend is near death, if they're not conscious, he suggests loved ones tell them it's okay to die.
Don't hang on for us. We'll be sad and we'll miss you, but it's okay.
He strongly believes that some people have the ability to control the time of their death.
The number one predictor of a person's end days is the will to live. A person can prolong their life if they have a special event. I've propped people up for weddings. I've gotten people home because they wanted to die at home. And as soon as they got home, they did.
In our next report, we'll learn more about how team members prepare to give palliative care and why nursing students are embracing this new priority. I'm Sandy Houseman.